This is Job Talk. I'm Kim Forsyth, and I'm here in the studio today with Giles Murray, book translator and interpreter. Welcome, Giles.
Hi.
I'd like to start off with asking what kind of projects you've been involved in.
Right. Well, I've translated quite a variety of books. History, fiction, business, art, and even Japanese manga. But I would say the hardest of all of those is fiction.
What is the most enjoyable aspect about tackling these projects?
Well, I think I always divide the work into two stages. So the first stage is just pulling the Japanese into English, dragging the Japanese into English, and often making a rather bad rough translation. And I think the fun part comes when you almost forget about the Japanese and you start focusing on making the English easy to read, fun to read, and very, very fluent.
And are your books evaluated by outside sources? I mean, does somebody read and give you feedback on what you've done?
Yeah, well, just as with any book, you have an editor. But I think with Japanese to English translation, if possible, you want to have an editor who's not based in Japan and who's never lived in Japan. Because if you have a foreigner who's lived in Japan for a long time, their English can be quite compromised.
Right.
And they're accustomed to slightly weird Japanese English expressions. Whereas if you're dealing with Americans in America or British people in the UK, they still have a correct idea of what real English is.
Okay. So, Giles, what is your educational background?
Well, I actually majored in Latin, Greek, and ancient history at university. So, dead languages. But it's not unrelated to translating from Japanese, because one of the exercises you have to do with Latin and Greek is you translate a lot of things from English into Latin, or from English into Greek, which is very similar, really, to translating things from Japanese into English.
Except for the fact that you hadn't studied Japanese before you came to Japan. So, did you actually study once you came to Japan?
Yeah, I went to a Japanese conversation school in Nihonbashi, but it was run by a very, very intelligent and eccentric woman who herself had studied at the Sorbonne in Paris. So what she was very good at was she could make, you know, if we had a German student, she would make examples about Helmut Kohl, the president of Germany. With English people, she'd talk about Mrs. Thatcher. And I think sometimes Japanese teaching, the examples can be a bit banal, you know. It's all Mount Fuji is beautiful, natto is smelly, and she really produced a lot of more adult topics that stimulated discussion, insofar as we were able to discuss anything.
Well, thank you so much, Giles, for this insight into a world that I wasn't familiar with at all, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you. Questions. Number 26. What point does Giles make about book evaluations? Number 27. What does Giles say about his Japanese teacher? Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
これでこの CD は終わりです。